Well, my name is Dalton Moore, and I'm from the Delphus FFA chapter in Ohio, and my proficiency is home and or community development.
Well, first of all, Dalton, let me congratulate you on being named a national proficiency winner.
Thank you very much.
Can you describe what the feeling you had when you, first of all, walked on stage here at this national convention and then hearing your name called as the national proficiency winner?
Well, standing just backstage getting ready to walk on, I was a little apprehensive, just, you know, wanting to get up there on the stage, you know, see the results finally, because since we've waited over a day to hear them. And then once I heard my name called, it was just a feeling of amazement, and, you know, they, you know, pushed me right up onto that little platform, and just standing there in front of all those people just felt really great to realize how far my capabilities can be.
So how exciting was it just being a finalist in your proficiency?
Well, I'm a numbers individual, so when I looked at how many national finalists in my area were here, just the four of us, compared to how many applications there were at the very basic level, it's pretty amazing to see how many applications I competed against within the state and then the nation, and to realize how successful this really is.
This has been a good convention for the Delphus chapter.
Yeah, this is the first year that we've had four national finalists for four different SAEs, and our chapter's only had one national finalist in our history, so to have four this year is definitely a big achievement for us.
Well, tell me about your proficiency area.
Well, the unique thing about this SAE is that it consists of two different parts. First, you have the home improvement, and for my project, it basically consists of building and improving the home that my family has lived in since 2003. So we're just taking and working on different aspects in the house and around the house, making it what our family dreams our house to become. The second part is the community development portion of the SAE, which basically consists of going out to different community organizations and volunteering, making the community a better place.
So what role has the FFA played in all of this?
Well, the FFA is definitely the big motivator and the catalyst for the opportunity that I've been given. This SAE program and the way it's structured, it kind of pushes you to, you know, learn more skills, perform more hours, and just really involve your life in with this SAE. So FFA has definitely given me the motivation and even the drive and the skills to be successful in this.
So where did the interest actually begin?
Well, when we first started building the home we live in now, I was a little six-year-old watching my dad start this structure. It's going to one day be our house. And so I wanted to help and, you know, become a part of that at that little age, and that just never went away. So I've always been helping with home improvement since then. And then for volunteering, there's an announcement at my school that the local thrift store needed a volunteer. I decided I should check it out because I was told by many people that volunteering is a good thing. And ever since experiencing what it's like to help others and to feel that gratitude, I've never left.
Dalton, let me ask, for you, is this experience helping prepare for something down the road?
Oh, definitely. Someday I'm going to have my own home, and I actually am planning on starting my own financial business. And I'm going to need to know how to, you know, build my home, build my financial business, and the home improvement portion of that is definitely going to help with this. And then furthermore, I'm always going to live in some sort of a community. So to know different ways now that I can help my community will help me more effectively help my future community.
So for those younger FFA members that were here in Indianapolis, saw you walk across stage, receive a national proficiency, what kinds of things would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that within the FFA there are so many opportunities, and they need to find one or two things that they're really passionate about. There are 40-some different proficiency areas, plus numerous CD competitions, and among those things, there's got to be at least one or two of them that they can really feel passionate about. And when you feel passionate about something, you're going to definitely go real far with it.
Other than the national proficiency, what else are you taking away from your experience here at this national convention?
Well, definitely the experience of just meeting a lot of new people, a lot of professional sponsors and leaders in agriculture, learning about their businesses and how agriculture is growing and changing. Just that knowledge helps me, you know, understand better where we are in the world today in terms of agriculture. And then also with that, just communication and networking and getting to meet new people is a great experience anywhere.
Dalton, congratulations again on being a national proficiency winner.
Thank you for having me today.